Good morning to you all. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I want to just bless you this morning with some thoughts out of the Word of God. I trust that those that are within the sound of my voice here are all doing well, and that the Lord is your constant companion, your guide, and your comfort in this life. I would like to read here in Luke 23:44-46. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And I would just like to comment on that this morning, that that was a dark hour for the followers of Jesus. They saw their Lord, the one they had trusted in, the one they had followed as the Redeemer and the Messiah of Israel, as the King of the Jews, they had thought, was now helplessly hanging and dying on a cross. And even the earth was darkened at that hour. And so sometimes we face that in this life. We face some dark hours at times when the sun, you know, no longer shines brightly and things look dark deep in the innermost parts of our soul, our dreams, the things that we have felt like God is doing in our lives and has felt the power of God in perhaps ministry, perhaps things that were dear to us, answered prayer, and many other spiritual blessings that we may have been experiencing, and all of a sudden we find them being taken away, or we find things going wrong with some of those areas in our lives where we thought that God had been working. And at times that can be discouraging, because we may have felt like there has, I know from experience, there have been things that I have been praying for many, many, many years. And then soon you might experience some answer to those prayers. And then all of a sudden it seems like it's being taken away. And that's in many ways how it was with the God's people since the beginning of time, since Eve took of that fruit and violated the will of God. And Adam also, the curse fell on mankind. There's been a yearning and a longing for a Messiah for many, many years, 4,000 years. And finally the Messiah came, and a number of people were excited about that, were following him with all their heart, willing to lay down everything they owned for the sake of following this man, people experiencing deliverance from bondages, Mary Magdalene being delivered from the grip of demons, experiencing answered prayer and great spiritual blessings as they walk with the Lord. And now all of a sudden, he was taken away and things look dark. And that's how it is many a times in our life when we experience those things. We find ourselves crying for many years for certain things to change in our lives, for certain souls to be saved, certain dear ones that we love to be saved, and we cry out and for months and years on end, and then it seems like God comes through and answers those prayers, and we become excited, and we thank God for answering our prayers, but then many a times we enter into it and claim it as our work, and we want to lay hold on it as in the flesh sometimes. And so it's not uncommon for God to then turn things around and make it seem like they're all falling apart again. The things that we had felt like were answered prayers. But in those dark hours, I think we do well if we do not get discouraged, because if we look at some of the faith that some of these women had that were following him and that had ministered to him those years while Jesus walked here on the earth, they were not easily discouraged. They had such a connection with their Lord that they wanted to do all they could, for their Lord. And they had faith that something would come through. They weren't sure how or what, but somehow they knew that the longings of their heart to see a Messiah and the things that they had experienced for 3 years were somehow not going to be in vain. And so many a times when we find ourselves in a place like that, when we experience answered prayer and then things falling apart again, I think we do well if we just wait patiently on the Lord over those times and allow him to speak to us and work things out in our heart, because it is his work, it's not our work. We do not want to serve him in the flesh as it was before Jesus was crucified. Many of the followers of Jesus, they didn't mean to, but they really were following Jesus in the flesh. It was only after crucifixion that the Holy Spirit fell, and many of them were converted. And that's oftentimes how it is. As we pray for a certain ministry and pray for a certain something that we want changed in our lives, it seems like those first initial work that God does in answering those prayers are oftentimes we become so excited and without realizing it, we're sort of viewing it in the flesh as God is finally answering our prayer, and God finally is, and we tend to want to take a hold of it and run with it in thinking that this is my thing. And many a times God has to then take us through the crucifixion where things become dark and it looks like the whole thing's going to fall apart again. But if we at those times wait on him, trust him, knowing that he does love us, he does care for us, and he will not leave us sitting in darkness, and we will come out and he will lead us through the dark valley, and we will come out on the other end encouraged way beyond what we had expected, but in a different way. It's now the Lord in his glorified state, like Mary Magdalene when she met him. She didn't even recognize him, but she said, she humbly bowed, fell down at his feet, and said, "My Lord and my Master," which is oftentimes how it is for us when we feel like things are dark, and sometimes when we experience resurrection in those areas, we hardly recognize what the Lord is doing, and then all of a sudden the picture becomes clear, and we realize that, you know what, it really was the best thing that could happen to me for the Lord to take me through those dark times and to break me in this area so that I could stand back and behold the beauty and the awe of God's work. Otherwise, it would just seem like our work, and we tend to get our name in there and tend to think that it was our prayers that made things happen. So just let those dreams die in crucifixion and go through those dark times and allow God to speak. It's a wonderful blessing. We come out to the other side. We realize and behold the glory of God as He works in areas of our lives. I've been encouraged with that. It's been an encouragement to my own heart just to reflect on these things. That we can trust God even in dark valleys of our lives. God bless you this morning. May the Lord be your continual guide throughout this life, and may He use your life and my life to glorify His name.